basically got to the went through most of the Mishnayos that are in the Ikar Psul of Shuvim, and the Olam really dealt with a lot of the most of the issues in the Rishonim. So just be moisif and put together a little bit what the Olam was saying already, and a few nekudas. So the Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph says, "I'm nechem tachas a tzinor." So the Gemara over here says that you put a bruch b'chotzer, and there's a machlokes. B'shamay says even shechach, and B'shamay says only menyach. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar Misharshia, that this inyan of meniach and shecheach is talking about that when you put it out, it was niskashu, it was avim, and then it was nispazru the avim, and then it was yardu kshamim. It was yardu. That's the case of the machlokes. Kuli amol moidu. If you put a b'shas kisha avim, it is shuvim. Put a b'shas pizza avim, it's not shuvim. Ella in the case of Nispazru. Rashi learns over there that this that you need Nispazru is Betzirah of your Taka Shechech, but Betzirah of Shechech you need Nispazru. That what happened is if you put it Bishas, and one of these things by itself won't work. So if you put a Bishas Kishur of him and you were Shechech it and then it rained, it would make Shuvah. You put a pshat pizer of him, mistam, even if you know about it. But you should put a pshas kisher of him, and it wasn't nispazru, and you were shechach, it wouldn't be enough. If it was nispazru, and you were thinking about it the whole time, it's also not enough. It has to be talking about a case that it was nispazru of him, and you were shechach, and that's where. It's missing in Din Shuvim. The Goyin is Medayek from the Rambam and from the Tor. The Goyin is Medayek from the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like that also. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mistam of the Tor got it from the Rosh, because the Rosh also doesn't say a word about Shecheach. So Mistam that's the Sheet of the Rosh as well. That really, the Gemara over here is not making. As Machavir said, it's not making an okimta in the case of shechach. The shechach only works when it's nispazru avim. The Gemara is making a pirush on the word. That when it says shikha, it doesn't mean, Rav Mishash is saying, it doesn't mean shikha, it means pizur avim. That means that if you put a pshas kishur avim, the whole thing is talking about when you talk or remember about the kli. And even when you remember about the kli, if you remember about the kli and it's there, you put it out. If it's nispazru the avim, even if it's chazav and niskashu, then it's not called shuvah. So it comes out, Ledina, a big machlokes between the Rash and the Rash, I guess, the Rash learns like that also in the Mishnah, and the Rambam in the Tor, I'm calling it the Rambam already, the Tor and the Rosh, in the Halacha, when you put a Bashas Kisha Ovim, and you remember that it's there, but it's Nispaz with Ovim, and Nischazav and Niskasha, what's the din? According to the Rashi, the Rashi's Malach and the Mishnah, it would not make Shuvim. It would still make Shuvim, I'm sorry, because he was not Shechech. And according to the Rosh and the Tor, it would not make Shuvim. So what is that? You started that Machalikas. In addition to that, without getting into the whole Pratim, it would seem that the Rambam is also a Derech Zeh. The Ikar Allah is mafurish in the Rambam also. That Rambam has chilukim. The Rambam holds that if you push up tachas the tzinar, if you push up tachas the tzinar, it doesn't matter what happened. Well, it's pratim, but if you push up tachas the tzinar, it doesn't matter shas kisha or pizar. Tachas the tzinar is a problem. And in the chotzer, the Rambam is mavur that you need pizar of him, and it doesn't matter even if he's not shecheach. So in that part of the Allah of the Rambam is similar to the Tour in the Rosh's Mahalach in the Ikra Dover. So in Mazur, what's that the Nakuda of the Rosh and the Rambam in this Nakuda? To bring out the point to bring out the point, is that l'chayra what you see is that, to be masber a little bit, is that in the Rashi's Mahalach, in the Rashi's Mahalach, what it sounds like is that it's all about, is it we're donning his das, and how much is there a bittel in his das? So what you're trying to build up over here is that there's a kli over here that's being makabel the mayim, and you come to l'afuka that it shouldn't just be in a skabel in the kli memela. Has to be there that it's in the kli l'das ha'adam. It's in the kli l'das ha'adam. It wasn't otherwise it's basically still min hashamayim. It has to be in the skabel in the kli l'das ha'adam. And memela, even if he just forgot about it, but there was never a bittel in his das because it was not in his spazru, or if he's takanat shachach, all these cases, as long as it's in the kli l'das ha'adam. Now, shaking what it sounds like, according to the Rosh and the Rambam Mahalach, is that the ikra way, this alone, that the mind is nichnas into the kli, is not what makes the problem. What makes the problem is that there has to be a mice of an adam, the ki'ilo maisa she'iva of the kli, that he's using the kli to collect the mayim. And the adam is involved in the kabbalah samayim in the kli. So the mayim in the kli shows us there's a maisa she'iva over here. So if he puts it down, b'shas kishur oven, so there's mayim here, there's mayim to be makabal. There's mayim to be makabal, so in the middle there's a maisa she'iva that he's doing on that mayim that's here to be makabal. Once it's pizur oven, there's no water here. So memela, the pizur oven is a matal his maisa. And even if he remembers about it, now it's automatically still memela. So according to the Rambam, the Torah, the Rosh, the Sbahalach, is that the Kishavah makes that there's mayim here to be makabal. And memela, once you put down the mayim to be makabal it, so memela, that's a makabal. The mayim in the pizur is a bittul on that maisa. So it comes that big yisoy that they're saying that you need a maisa shiva. I saw Gevaldik Chazanish Taka says it's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam buzzed Zayin in the din when someone else when the keli landed in the chotzer memela and it started raining and he has das on it that the Rashi would say it's a problem and the Rambam would say it's good because he wasn't a kabbal. That's a Chazanish lemaisa and machlekes he Taka brings out this machlekes lemaisa. And he says that because, and he doesn't say because, but this is what he says, is that if there's no, the adam wasn't involved and the kli got there memela, even if he's thinking about it, b'shas, the kishur of him, it's not enough in the Rambam, and he says the Rambam, I'm saying the Torah, the Rosh also, this mahalak, that you need a ma'isa she'iva. So we still have to be mazber, this, what's the inyan? This at the Torah, the Rambam says that tachas atzinur, it's enough, just agav, the idea, the tzinur is a mice, is a makom of kabbalas mayim, and you're shtalzach tzu to that makom of kabbalas mayim. So memela, that's also ma'isa she'iva. L'chayr ke'ein zeh, you have to say that the rosh would hold, and the tur, and the shulchan aruch that on the tzinur alein, everyone holds it that tzvara, because otherwise we had a question that the whole sugya of tzinur is a madna sugya. The whole sugya of tzinur, if you chatatoy all the cases, so what happened? If you put the tzinner up while it's sunny, so now you're good to go. Build your mikvah when it's sunny and you'll have no problems. Because if as long as you build the mikvah when it's sunny, there's no kishur of him, so middle, what's ever going to be the problem? So the whole sugya of tzinner is you're putting up while it's raining. I'm saying it's a mudna case. And it only happens once. So obviously, the Rambam's chiddush is that a kli tachas the tzinner doesn't need kishur of him. On the tzinur alein, everyone agrees to the svar of the Rambam. Even the Rosh and the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, everyone agrees to the svar of the Rambam. That since the tzinur is there to be makabel mayim, the chefta is built from kabbalah's mayim. It's not just a kli that you happen to be using for that. It's built to make she'iva. So, when you set it up, it's making a she'iva of mayim, and therefore everyone agrees by the tzinur alein. Chiddush in the Rambam is by kli tachas the tzinur. That's the machlokes Rambam and the Rosh. Okay, now. So we want to be masber where this thing come from, this shita of the Rambam and the Rosh, and where did the other Rishonim fit in? So, like this. So we had before in the Mishnah of Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin that I mentioned last week already. That the Rishonim asked that Mishnah of Hela Lenagvan when you put Kalim on top of the roof to be menag, to catch water to be menagiv, and it was yotza and it was and it rained. Hayimaniach and kind of berisha gag lenagvan nisvalu mayim. So the whole machlokes in the Mishnah, which is what we're learning now at the end of the fourth parak, Hamshacha Berubai, etc. So the Rash asks the kasha at the end of the Mishnah. What's the case? What's the she'iva over here? L'chor you put it up on Agvon, where's the Shivas Mayim? Because the Shivas Mayim is only Pshas Kisha Ovim it starts. So L'chor, what's going on? So he says that once he picked up the Kli, the Ir Labar, Achshav Achshavinu, that Kipshuta, what he's trying to say is that once he is utilizing the water Shabakli, even though he put up Lanagvan, if you put up Lanagvan, there was no Kisha Ovim, but it became Shuvim a different way. It became Shuvim because he wants it in the Kli. He wants the Mayim in the Kli. Achshuv Achshavinu. He wants the Mayim in the Kli because he's poor. He's now utilizing the Kli to pour. Just on a simple level, all those cases are coming on to that. And Mimela, he made Shi'iva by doing that. The Rashba argues on this Teretz of the Rash. And this comes from another machlokes between the Rashba and the Rash. And we might as well like that. The Rash over here is saying is that you need the Shiva comes from that it's Bakli, and that this that he wanted in the Kli is what's making it Shov. The Rashba over there in the Sugya starts off that the whole din Shuvim, really should start from a din of Tfisas Yidei Adam. The din Shov comes from whether it's deraisa derabanan, but biyisoidoy it comes from this that it's not nasis bidei shemayim. There's a tfisas yidei adam. What's his lashon exactly? It's lashon in the beginning is kol sheboyin lemikvah mitoich mashi nosim b'di adam, that it's bol lemikvah mitoich mashi b'yad adam. So that's the ikar psul and of what he calls shuvim. It's bol miyad adam lemikvah, and he proves it from cases that the mayim is out of the mikvah without a kli. Masonic petit and seyar and sagus, which is not full kalim, and yet if it's bol miyad adam lemikvah, that's a problem. Now it's very unclear, is that a shuvim dika problem, not a shuvim dika problem? He's come to be mazra ezu shuvim, and then he says, but the Rash called it shuvim, meaning I'm not calling it shuvim. So it's not clear what he's saying. But lemaisi is klar that it's a shuvim dika din because he says the shir is gimalugin. So the shir is gimalugin, and it's bo miyad adam lemikva. That's a psul shuvim, a begeder shuvim, that it is a halacha that if it's bo miyad adam lemikva, it makes shuvim. That means shuvim doesn't need a kli at all. If it's Bami Aradim L'mikvah, there's a din shuvim. Then he's Moisif, and he says, Hu adin, any time that it comes from a Kli, that the Kli was, from a Kli, it also makes shuvim. What's the shaykh between these two halachas? How does a Kli make shuvim all of a sudden? So he's mashma, very clear, that he says, because the mayim has to be in the Kli, l'tzorich l'adam. So it's a shinui from the Rash. And Rash is saying it's in the Kli, l'das adam. And in the Rashba, he says it's in the Kli L'Tzarech L'Adam. He has a Tzarech to have the Mayim over here in the Kli. That's why he says that if it's a Kli which is made to Mekabel Paris, he says by the Tavla, if it's a Kli which is made to Mekabel Paris, so it's a little shekel harder now, because now you don't use a Kli which is for Paris to collect water for Tzarech Adam. So he says it has to be an Okimta that you specifically put it there. He says, Hasam Nami, either to put the mayim into the mikvah, he wants the mayim in this kli. Why? Saying you need that the mayim is niskabel in the kli letzorich l'adam. So l'chayra, he's putting together the din of keli with the first category that he had. That the idea of the first category that he had is that there's a, when he comes miyad adam lemikvah, so this is also a shtickle that it's bummy, it's coming from the person, because this mayim is here, letzorech l'adam. And the mayim that's here, letzorech l'adam, that makes that, that it's shov, and therefore it's a problem. Now, Now, Memela, just because he has a new psul of tzorch of b'miyad adam l'mikva, so he says that's why he doesn't have to come onto the Rashi's terrace by the nagvan. Once you're pouring it in, then you don't need a kli. It doesn't have to be in the kli, and Memela it's shov because it's in the kli. It's shov because it's b'miyad adam l'mikva, and you poured it straight into the mikva, and that's where the adam is being chal over here. Okay. Now, originally we thought it was a gavaldik araya that the first din was the psul in the mayim. From this, that the Rashba said that the psul is gimalugin. The psul is gimalugin. And since the psul is gimalugin, something that's obviously a psul in the mayim, it's not just a din in the asiyas hamikvah. Then we had a shigul issue, because the Rashba says later that the psul of Havaya, Havaya b'digam b'davar kamatum, is also gimalugin. That if it passes through a davar shem kamatumma, it's gimalugin. The din of Havaya b'davar kamatumma, Pasha is not a psul in the mayim that became shov, and it's a new din, it's a din mitzaratzma. So l'chora fakir, and then look the side of what the Rashba is saying, is that the Rashba holds that the whole idea over here is that the mikvah has to be b'dei shemayim, and it can't be the Adam's involvement in the mikvah. We're seeing the Adam in the mikvah, so the idea is that there's different ifanim how the person's involved. If the person has gimalugin of asiyas ma'im in the mikvah, that's a sheer choshev of the asiyas ha-mikvah that now we see the adam's tfisa in the mikvah. If there's three lugin, if in three lugin of the mikvah we see the adam, that already is a problem in the mikvah. So the three lugin of ma'im, which is ma'im of the adam's dika ma'im, so that's the through that ma'im is the way we're seeing that the adam is in the mikvah. As that's time he put it here, but it's all an idea of if three lugin is a sheer choshev in the asiyas hamikvah. If three lugin of the mayim came to the mikvah b'havayas davar mekabel tuma, so then that's also we see in a sheer choshev of three lugin in the mikvah. The three lugin is the sheer where we're seeing the adam a sheer asiyas hamikvah, and if three lugin of mayim is adam dikamayim, so that's where we're seeing that the adam is in the mikvah. So according to the Rashba, it's like an in-between thing. But according to the Rashba, the idea is that there's one oifen of calling it she'uvim, which is the psul of missing b'dei shemayim, because the adam's here either by three lugin that he put into the mikvah or three lugin of mayim, which is niskabel tzarkai, that also is in the mikvah, and that's where we're seeing the adam's involvement in the mikvah, and the three lugin is a sheer choshev in the mikvah. So Mela, the Rashba, and that is Masbir, his machloikis with the Rash, because he asked another kasha and said, so let's go back. So what does the Rash hold? So the Rashba, that's how we're being Masbir, the Rashba Shita. That Shuvan is the Shir, is how we're seeing the Adam's involvement in the Mikvah through this Mayim that's here in Eskabal at Tzarech Adam, has been Eskabal at Tzarech La Adam. Mela, he needs a Shir, a kli which is dafka l'tzarech kavas mayim, and a few other nafkaminas. And he has another oifen of when he poured mayim directly in. L'maisa the Rash seems to say the whole thing. He doesn't care about pouring mayim directly in because he had to say that by ira it's because now he has it in the kli. So it's about the kli. So what do you do with his raya of Masonic? And whatever, Masonic is not, there's no kli. You took out tit from the mayim. We had that in the beginning of this man. So what do you do over there? So, l'chair over there, the Rash has a whole different idea. The Rash's idea, l'chair, is on that itself, by Sochtan. So he says, in two places over here, one is in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, and one is in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. He says, in both places, they said that you made the mayim plushin. So it sounds like from the Rash, it's vayta din in the mayim. But the din in the mayim is that if the mayim, it's not so much the kli is trace, like the kli, but being in the kli is the oifen where we see it, not pakarka. We see the mayim plushin because it's in a makam kabbalah bifne atzmai. So it's in a makam, it's in a makam bifne atzmai separate from the karka. So that makes a mayim plushin. So if it's mayim that you took out of the mikvah, and it's in the tit, so we could don that this is a mayim which is plushim from the mikvah. That alone makes it already mayim plushim, like the Trumas Hadeshin says. The soid of zriya is because the psul of shuvim is plushim, and that's mamash the Rash's lashon on this din. So the Rashi would learn that it's a din in the kli, it's a din in kalim, but the point of kalim is to make a mayim flushim, and in mimela, even without kalim, technically if you have another oifen of doing that, you can make a mayim flushim. And that's how he would answer that, but it's all about, but when you are dealing with kalim, it's all about did the mayim come into the kli. The mayim came into the kli, and by being in the kli, it's already considered flushim. That's why all he needs is ladasa adam. All he needs is ladasa adam. If it's ladasa adam, it's in the kli ladasa adam. So now it's already there.
Do you think it was always flushim? Why didn't it kill the
father? No, because keli is an oifen of being talish. Right, that's my point. But it's not about how it came into the mikvah, it's how it comes out of the mikvah.
The truth is that she's going to be brushed. He's saying the word brushed. This is not.
I'm not into a session. I'm just saying. He says. The Rash uses this lotion, and he's mastered this also. Okay. So now that we have these tzedodim, l'chayr, like you said last week, could be nafkamina in zakfel lidoyach. Also, that according to the Rash, you have to mamash like shter, where we don't see a clear at all. So it could be that it's not nasadar kabbalah according to the Rash, but maybe it's not tzarech adam is the ikar point. So therefore. Lidoyach would be the ikar point, perhaps, even though the Rashi brings that down. And another nafkamina is okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, the Mishnah Chorina says that the Rashi doesn't need the Kabbalah's mind specifically. I don't know if that's a good right analogy, but okay, he doesn't need Kabbalah's mind specifically. L'chara. He didn't make an inyan of that in the tablo. Okay, but now the shaila is still how to be masbir. The step weiter is in the Rosh and the Rambam, that they seem to say that you need this ma'aseh shiva. So if you look in the Rambam Perek Dalet, when he's masbir the ikur din of shurim, even if it's been different soifrim, he brings it out from the Teres Kahanim. So what do you say from the Teres Kahanim? He says, "Ava pish a pisul ma'im shuvim a different soifrim lamdu behekish sharei oimer ach ma'yun uboyer mikve ma'im yatar." So he goes like this: Hamayan ain't tfisas yidei adam klal. Mayan is not tfisas yidei adam. Habar is kulay bidei adam. So now, what is a mikvah? Lo yekulay shav kabar. It shouldn't be all tfisas adam like a bar. But we matu a little bit tfisas adam. So a little tfisas adam you could have, a lot of tfisas adam you can't have. Okay. Zakdam keitzad, meaning I'm going to be mazur to you now. What is the oifen of tfisas adam that you could have, and what's the tfisas adam that you cannot have? So keitzad. This keitzad, he didn't make it up. This keitzad is gufa in the tesefta. If you look in the Teres Kahanim. But Kopani brings down that mission of lanagvam. So the mayim that was in Skabal and the kalim is good. So now he says, meaning the afalpi is coming to tell me that there's this is the little bit of tfisas adam that there is, and even though there's that level of tfisas adam, it's still okay. That's his master. The afalpi shekol ha'mayim ha'elu hayu bekalim. It's not that type of tfisas adam doesn't bother me. So at the Rambam, that being in a keli doesn't create a tfisas adam to bother me. So coming lafuke the Rash, and he's saying I don't care about kalim by itself, and we said the Rash wasn't making a tfisas adam. But even the Rashba, being in a keli is not doesn't bother me. Sharei lo molon biyodei, because you didn't fill up the kli biyad. So the Rambam is masber feirish over here. That you need Malon B'yodai to make that there's a tfisas adam here in the keli. If you stumble like pour water into the mikvah, that's the classical case. You know, that's the Mila B'kasef. But what's the tesept over here, this middle thing, that tesept is machadish, the psul of shuvim? The tesept is machadish, that there is a tfisas adam. So the tfisas adam is not a problem. Being in a kli, there's a shtickle tfisas adam. Especially like the Rashi was saying, it's in a kli l'tzarech, the person. It's in skavl in the kli l'tzarech, the adam. That still, it happened by itself at the end. There's a clear that has the mind. So even though that's the tfisazam, that's the tfisazam we learn out from Bar's mutter. But what's the problem, Shari? Because you have to make it yourself. That means the Rambam is learning up gufa that all this is nichlal, that the Shem, the Shu'uvim is tfisas adam, means you have to taka b'shoiv the mayim to create that this that it's in the kli wasn't stamazah in the kli and l'das and wasn't even l'tzorich. It's that he put the mayim in the kli. The mela, the whole thing of kishur of him, is the oifen how we see that the person was memale b'yadayim, which is mefurish in the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says that before, black and white, that the Rambam's Lashon is he says, The problem is in the miloi. It's not so much in how it's in the kli. It's in the miloi that if you didn't put it down b'shas kishav, we don't see a miloi b'diyadim, which is exactly what he said over here, which is shari lo malam b'yadim. You need to make malam b'yadim, and you don't have that unless you put it down b'shas kishav. So it's like in the lashon Rambam like that, that it's not mikoychai. So, okay, so that would be the Shitas Rambam, and according to this, the Rosh and the Tor, which would make a lot of sense why the Rosh and the Rambam both learned these Mishnayos like that. If we're correct that the Rosh learned like the Tor, like the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Rosh goes like the Tor in Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, in terms of that you don't need Shikha, it's all about Kishur and Pizur. And the Rosh goes like the Tor, like the Rambam in the Pirush of the Mishnah Bei Zayin, where he's busy with Tfisas Yidei Adam, not Tfisas Yidei Adam, the Soim saw over there, that the Rambam and the Tor are both trying to put in the Tfisas Yidei Adam into the Mikvah. How much is the Psul of Tfisas Yidei Adam into the Mikvah? Because that's really the Ikar Psul Shuvim, is try to make the Tfisas Adam over here in the Mikvah by being Memala the Mayim. And if you're not Memala the Mayim, then how much are you pushing it into the mikvah? These are all oifanim of Tfisas Yidei Adam into the mikvah, and the Rambam and the Rosh would go the same in that nekuda. The Rosh Shinuyim, but the overall will give me this purpose. So now let's go to the next point. In the middle, that's that shita. So it's the third shita in this setup. So we have the Rosh is called kulay about the kelim. The Rashba is a shtickle, that idea that it's there, the Tzorech Adam, we're seeing the Adam, Begimalugin, in the Mikvah. And the Rambam and the Rosh, is Shuvim is about the Mila B'yadayim, is the Maisa She'iva of the Kalim. So the Kalim is really all about, it's really not about so much Kalim per se, it's about you use a Kali to make a She'iva. So in the Sugya of Tzinarius, there's the Rambam says multiple places, Klal Godol, he says in the Pirush Mishnayos, I'm going to teach you a very big Klal from the Sugya of Tzinarius. That the Mishnah says in Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, that if you have a Tzinar that goes and it's Rochav, Bamsa. So the Rambam says that the Mishnah says doesn't make Shubim. So the Rambam is Mayrech. What's the Yisoid of that Mishnah? So the Rambam, the Yisoid of that Mishnah, and he says it in the Pirush Mishnayos, black and white, and he goes on a few lines, like three lines to explain this Yisoid, Klal Gadol, that it's not about if you have a Kabbalah's Kli, it's about that it has to be made Al-Das L'Kabbal, Nasa L'Kabbal. It's not just that there is a Makam Kibul in the Kli, it has to be Nasis L'Kabbal. He focuses on that. He says in Perek Vav Mishnah in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph also call a kelim a mekablim shaholchu amayim aleim oish nafel mitoychan harei l'shem v'hu shei asu lekabala afilu ayu kelim she'ein mekablim tumah kegon kli avanim kli adam harei ilu psulim poislim has to be nasis lekabala. And he says that's pshat and silonia in Espinas is the Kabbalah. Okay. The Ravid in Perek Ches Mishnah Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says you could use a siloin, and the Rambam is soisim and doesn't qualify which type of siloin to use. And the Ravid says that you could use a siloin, we cannot use a siloin kafuf. And he says, even though there's a stira then, because the Tesefta says you can't use a siloin kafuf, but the Mishnah in, he says, Shari Omer Mishnah, Kelim Atahirim, Shubikul Kares, Siloin Yais is kfufim. Yeah, it's not Makabal Tumah. So he says, Kabbalah's Tumah and Shuvim, and don't necessarily have to do with each other, because Soif Kol Soif, Kabshutai, Kabbalah's Tumah has to do with Nasis, the Kabbalah. And over here, Atarim should be Kli Cheres, there is a Kli Kibol. Shepnei Kabbalahim Umekabalim. Since the Bnei Kabbalah Umekabalim Psulim. So the Kesef Mishnah learns up that the Ravid argues on this. He said to the Rambam that he holds you don't need Roy Le Kabbalah. You don't need Nasis Le Kabbalah. All you need is that it's Bnei Kabbalah. And Memela, according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's a Machalikis here. The Rambam holds that you need Nasis the Kabbalah, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Ravid holds you don't need Nasis the Kabbalah. The Reb Leib asks that it's very shreya to say that because the Rambam in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis said this halacha of Nasis the Kabbalah, and the Ravid didn't argue. So it seems like he also holds a Nasis the Kabbalah. Besides that, if you don't say you need the Yisoid of Nasis the Kabbalah, then Lachar is a steer between Sinuris Kfufim and Sinur and the Tzina Rochav case. The Tzina Rochav is a Mishnah, so the Maisa Maim stays there. So if Maim stays there, it's Roy Le Kabbalah, it's Mekabel. So if it's Mekabel, so why does it not make Shuvim? L'chor, you have to say, the Rambam says, it's not Nasis Le Kabbalah. So L'chor, it's Mukhag anyway in the Mishnah, which is the Kesef Mishnah himself asks that Kasha. So L'maisa, if you look in the Bala Nefesh, the Rambam himself answers this question. The Rambam himself in the Bala Nefesh asks the steer between Silonis Kufim and Tzina Rochav. And he says that the chilak is okay, but the stem is it before we get to that. So the sort of the Rambam of Nasis the Kabbalah is I want to be Moisef in the Rambam, I don't want to get to the Ravid yet at Lamaisa. The Rambam, there's another Shver Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Hei. He says, by Zokfa Lidoyach, he says, Zokfa Tachas Atzinar, Kadei Lahadicha, Afa Pi Sheyesh LaDoifin. So it has a doifin. Eina poisela sharei loy asal lekabel. He didn't make it lekabel. So now, what does he mean he didn't make it lekabel? So we're looking to the sefer Gulas Ilyas. So he says that the pshat in the Rambam is loy asal lekabel. It's like this a Rambam that a tavla is not made lekabel. It has a klikibel. It's not made lekabel. But the pelatuma. So then why would meniach tavla tachas atzinar? So why over there is it make a problem? So he says, maybe you put it down there for a specific reason. Like the Rajba said, like you put it down there, like an Okimta, basically. It's very shver, like, what's he talking about? And if, he just said, the Rambam says, HaMeniach Tavla Tachas Atzinar V'Arei HaMayim Nimshochim Ala Tavla V'Yordim LaMikvah. And you can't say that this alone, that you're Mekabel the Mayim to bring it to the Mikvah is a problem, because then every Tzinar has that. So what did the Rambam mean over here? But he says, it's not so geshmak to say he means he put it down in a position that it's not makabel, because it says lo yasal lekabel. And also, he didn't say zokva like he said in the Pishma, like al tzida. I don't know, it's not clear what he means. So I was thinking, maybe you could say he means lo yasal lekabel, means not made, like the Rashba, it's not made lekabel mayim. But and Memela, maybe there it depends on what your kavana is. Okay. But al kaponim, the pshan in the Rambam that asal kabel is because he has to be, is that enough? If you're donning, overall the idea is, if you're donning that what's making the problem is the nichnas lekli, so then any kli kibol should be a problem. That alone, like the Rash says, any time that it's in a kli, and the kli holds, is holding the mayim. It's holding the mayim away from the karka. It's holding the mayim where it is. So the kli, the kli is holding the mayim. So then it's about the kli kibul. It's about the kli kibul. Then it makes sense. But the whole idea that Rambam needs a solar kabbalah is somalishi tasai. That it needs to be a kli that you make shiva with. You have mayim with this kli. So even if mayim stays behind, and you know that mayim is going to stay behind, but you're not intending for it to have the mayim in this way. There's no you have no mila in the water being there. So mila, it's not a solar kabbalah. So it's sina rochav. Yeah, it's designed, and the water is going to stay there. It's true, the water is going to stay there, but in the Rambam. But since it's not a solar kabel, so you can't make a ma'aseh. You don't make a ma'aseh. It's not a kli that you use to make a ma'aseh shiva, because ma'aseh shiva is how you have mind by you, how you have mind by you. And mamela, this is not a kli that you use to have mind by you. Now, where the Ravid fits in, the only thought I had very quickly is that maybe because the Ravid holds that the first psul, he ends up arguing on the Rashba, and he ends up saying that there's two separate independent psulim. There's one psul of when Adam's involved in the asiyas mikvah. And that's all the cases where you have that with no kli's involvement is when the Adam is involved in the mikvah. But the Ravid's shita is that all those cases don't possible gimalugin. All those cases possible rev mikvah. If Adam is involved in the siyasa mikvah, and then he says, but kalim possible gimalugin. Maybe the Ravid taka holds that the taka two separate psulim. This is the psul of Adam, and the psul of shum taka is about the kalim. And it may be more like the Rash. Mainly he holds, and as long as there is a kli kibul, it will be a problem. Okay, but we don't have time to finish. But that was the machshava we had. Okay, shkoyach.